This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania GOP Representative Mike Kelly says his challenge to election results in his state is not over, despite being denied an emergency order by the U.S. Supreme Court.
All that happened is we were not granted a temporary injunction relief. That's all that happened. But we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis right now in our country, and we have to get answers, and we have to get it from the highest court in the land.
Another case has been put forward to the Supreme Court by Texas and joined by 17 other states to prevent Pennsylvania, as well as Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin from participating in the Electoral College. That lawsuit argues the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause was violated in the 2020 election. One of the year's most anticipated video games is having problems on consoles. Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One seems to have major problems, showcasing glitches and frame rate issues. The game is also well over 100 gigs to download. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A giant experimental rocket by Elon Musk's SpaceX program successfully soared 8 miles above the company's testing facilities in South Texas on Wednesday. It came back down as planned before crashing into the ground in an enormous plume of flame and smoke. The girthy rocket did not have anyone on board. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday after two hurricanes wreaked havoc on flooded areas of Central America last month. An unidentified man in the caravan says they lost everything and must go to the United States. Two classified reports from the Pentagon's task force used to detect, analyze, and catalog UFOs have been leaked, both of which include photos of unidentified objects. One leaked photo taken off the east coast of the United States by a pilot's personal cell phone was part of the 2018 position report. This report discussed what the unidentified silver cube-shaped object could be. Alien or non-human technology was mentioned. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focus on unchecked power. of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you. And we've only just begun, it seems like. Dr. Lauren Wright joins us now, the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. Hey, Lauren, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But like you and many of us here, as we sit back and watch the drama play out here in this country of ours. You got half of America very adamant that voter fraud took place and the other half saying maybe not.
Yes, and I always worry about such a divided country along partisan lines, as we've often talked about. But I think that when the Electoral College meets on Monday, much of this will be over, and then it'll start to be a conversation for the next election, whether a midterm or 2024.
Do you see, from your perspective, something that stands out more dramatically than previous election periods? Because it seems that though some would try to insist, like the former Attorney General Eric Holder, who I've often quoted as saying voter fraud doesn't exist, but yet the Heritage Foundation has a list of, you know, well over 1,000 people who have been arrested and are spending time in jail as a result of voter fraud. And I'm wondering, you know, if we just, if something, it just seems that something this time around has just been more extreme. And I think it's the result of the fact that we've kind of just said, well, voter fraud isn't that much. It doesn't really change that many votes. It really doesn't change the end result. It's so minor and inconsequential that because of that attitude, that's why we're here today. We're well over a month after the election. And we're still battling over the electoral votes here. I mean, there's still a number of disputed votes.
Well, there's a difference between saying there's absolutely no voter fraud and that voter fraud is not enough, as you said, inconsequential, not enough to change the results of an election. And that's what we have, is a statistical handful of cases in most elections that we are very good at tracking down, changing if it's due, you know, to maybe a signature dispute. Some of those can be cured. And we've made massive improvements. For example, 95% of ballots this year were backed up by paper. We only had 82% in 2016. And so cases of fraud do arise. They are very rare because the incentives are stacked against people to behave in that way. It's extremely difficult to do and not a desirable thing for most Americans to do. And when we find them, we're very good at eradicating that and getting better. And that's essentially exactly what the FBI, Department of Homeland Security said, and the Justice Department, for that matter.
Now, in your perception, you see us as getting better, and you know that that's going to be a contentious statement, that some people are going to hear that and say, It seems that in this particular election, the things got worse, that there was not a sign. And yes, we can use the excuse, and I say it is an excuse, about COVID, and some extraordinary things had to be taken in order to, allow people to vote because of, restrictions, restrictions in the environment because of COVID.
Well, I mean, we can have legitimate debates about how much we should use mail-in voting, how easy it should be. But yes, there was increased mail-in voting this year because of COVID. Those laws were passed in every state that had that expansion. We passed laws democratically in this country with a process. And so, you know, if people want to dispute whether we should have had that expansion or not, that's a completely different discussion than just because we had mail-in ballots, the election was fraudulent. We don't have any evidence of that, and we don't have evidence that we should overturn the results because people are alleging that fraud happened with very little evidence to show, which is why we've seen the court results that we have so far.
Well, it seems the strategy from the legal beagles is to approach it, yes, I think there's still, debate on, as you say, the evidence. We've got, over 1,000 affidavits, sworn statements, and you talk about the legal jeopardy of people who make a sworn statement, just as it is that anybody, legal jeopardy that they find themselves if they perpetrate voter fraud. I think, what is it, a $10,000 fine? Is it 10 years in jail or 5 years in jail? I mean, it's pretty severe.
It is. Yep.
So you don't want to mess around with that. Yeah, I mean, as an individual, there are so many eyewitness stories here that bring this all into question. And we started this out in terms of the divisiveness of this discussion. But we need to be able to have this discussion. And when you have social media like YouTube saying, "Hey, we're not going to allow any more YouTube videos," talking about any voter fraud allegations. I mean, this is an important conversation, and by thwarting the speech, it's only going to exacerbate. It's not going to heal. Do you see it that way, or am I missing something?
Well, I really hope we can heal it by making things more transparent. And so I'm definitely not in the category of if we see a video that gives some people doubts and raises eyebrows, we shouldn't even consider that. We have considered those videos, bipartisan, and in many cases, Republican election officials have examined them with reporters, and we've taken those things to account. There are hundreds of signed affidavits out there, yes, but we have to remember what's in those. A lot of them are claims of election officials being rude, people were standing too far away, they didn't like the clothing people were wearing, or they thought someone was wearing a partisan mask. Those are concerns, but they are not evidence of voter fraud. And so, some of those are sworn under oath, some of them are not, but the content of them matters, and that has been considered by courts.
Yeah, and I agree as far as, people wearing identifying, buttons and that sort of thing, doing the count. And that's something for the election boards to take into account in terms of the procedures. And, and it's surprising, especially going into this, that we knew how contested this was going to be, what our environment was like going into it, and why these election boards didn't consider that from the get-go. Is surprising, number one. Number two, as far as the other stuff, people being bullied, and if they were not going along with a decided, it seemed, Democratic suggestion or decision, then they were bullied into kind of relenting. I mean, on its face is problematic. Does it alter all kinds of, but it's not the kind of sentiment that you want on the counting floor, is it?
We can do a lot to improve, but I think that's happening. That's my point. And I'm sure we have lots more to talk about. We can always do better.
Well, yeah, and I think that, again, yes, we can always do better, but that has to do with our own humanity. I mean, we've got a lot of stinking attitude going on here right now. as they say, on both sides. And maybe we're looking for a little bit more perfection in an environment that has just cultured this kind of animus. And so we're having to live with it. But, you know, again, I think it's something to consider down the road in that particular case. But we'll talk more with Dr. Lauren Wright after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. Don't fight the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you with a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we can hope for this great country of ours. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Dr. Lauren Wright, the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics of Public Affairs at Princeton University. And I always appreciate Dr. Wright being with us because she brings a level of sobriety to these, you know, these controversial topics. And I got to tell you, Lauren, I'm grateful, you know, that you come on the show and you bring some balance here because, you know, people's heads are exploding. And, you know, and the way this thing is going is that they probably will continue to explode, depending. I mean, if something is to happen, you know, in terms of altering the expected outcome, you got 50% of the country thinking and saying, well, the outcome is there. It's clear. Joe Biden is the 46th president. You know, we got Chris Wallace getting upset with a senator who refuses to acknowledge that Biden is the president-elect. And you can just see his agitation and others feeling the same way. Well, they're still waiting on that final decision, you know, something to really come out. Because as it stands right now, you've got Donald Trump with 232 uncontested electoral votes. I mean, this is solid. This is in and confirmed against Joe Biden, 227. So the rest of the votes here are being contested, and we're going through the process that is the legal right, you know, for the president to go through in contending, you know, in contending the results of the electoral process. But like you, I'm concerned, you know, is America better or bitter on the other side of whatever resolution comes about?
Well, it is the president's right to do this, certainly, but I'd actually like to make a political argument about the politics of it. I don't think this is good for Republicans. And I think, you know, if we could just talk about Georgia for a second, long term and short term, there are costs to this. And the results in swing states have been certified. The Electoral College will meet Monday, and we will have answers. And so contested by the president and allies in certain states, yes, but it's not as if we don't know the answers. On Georgia, I would just quickly say, Republicans have the best possible political argument to win those two seats, and that's we have a Democrat in the White House, and if you want to see any of the president's progress protected on issues we care about, we have to get to the polls. But instead, there's doubt being sown in the election process in Georgia, and of course Republican voters are asking the rational question: if they believe it's already decided and the system's fraudulent, why would I go ahead and vote in that? Have you fixed it in the last couple of weeks? I don't think so. And the answer is, you know, actually they should vote because there's a closely watched system and Georgia has been counted three times already.
Mm. Yeah, this is all part of what is put into the bloodstream of the voter politic. You're exactly right that it has been creating some doubts, also been, you know, creating, you know, increased anger over this, because the prospect, in fact, we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin, who's based out of Georgia, and she's a Tea Party Patriots founder, had, you know, voiced her concern that, as you said, has Georgia fixed the problem? And by all indication, it's the same thing, you know, they're going to do the same thing that they did, you know, for the general election. And I don't know, maybe more eyes, maybe more transparency. I don't know. I mean, this is, and of course we know the amount of money and how critical, you know, these two seats in Georgia are about for both parties. And I mean, this is, all hands on deck and they're going at it. So, we'll see. So anything, like you say, any percentage that could alter, you know, concern whether it's Republicans thinking, well, why should I, you know, I'll just give up because the fix is in. Well, that's not going to, you know, as you said, that you cannot get yourself off the playing field. I mean, democracy demands action. You have got to be engaged. I mean, this is why the document, our U.S. Constitution, starts out with those three most powerful words: we the people. That means us. That and whatever happens in Georgia is a result of we the people. And in light of all the exposure and talking about transparency, all the exposure and controversy over Georgia, I got to imagine there's going to be so many eyes and so many attorneys overseeing what's going on in Georgia, they're probably going to be, by the busloads, watching all these different, counting places. What do you think?
Right. And, Georgia does have paper ballots. It's been recounted by hand. It's been recounted and recounted again. And so, yes, the ironic part of this, I think, for Republicans is by sowing doubt in a state that actually has a pretty secure election process that's now been vetted many times in the last few weeks alone, they might give votes to Democrats because their voters are asking, well, if you're telling us the presidential election was a flawed result, how is my vote for a Republican senator going to count this time around? And so I think the party needs to do a better job, like Ronna McDaniel is saying, actually, it is secure and we want you to get out and vote, because that's the answer, is that it is secure and we're watching closely.
Exactly. Well, as they say, we'll see how this plays out. There's a lot on the line here. And meanwhile, I wanted to address, because there's numbers flying around, from mathematicians who have analyzed this in all sorts of ways. But you wanted to address particularly, the voter, the numbers of voters. I'm going to open that up for you to address.
Sure. Thank you. And so we've seen this number going around everywhere, the one in quadrillion chance of Biden winning, and that's now ended up as the legal argument of the Texas Attorney General and 17 other states that have signed on. That is extremely misleading, and we're really in my sandbox, so thank you for giving me the chance to explain. But essentially, the way that number is arrived at is by treating the 2020 electorate as exactly the same as 2016. Joe Biden's vote share is the same as Hillary Clinton's 2016 vote share, which is not true. So on that assumption alone, any claim goes away. But just to give people an example, that would be the same assumption as if we said the 2016 election results were fraudulent because Trump improved over Mitt Romney's vote share in 2012. Of course he did. He brought independents into the fold. He had many new voters that came out that were energized for him. And every cycle, presidential candidates improve on their party's vote share among different kinds of groups. So we simply can't do that, and we can't treat swing states as independent. If you win one swing state, you're very likely your odds improve of winning another one. It also treats them as independent. And we can't treat mail-in votes and in-person votes as the same, or votes as randomly selected. We know Democrats vote more by mail than Republicans do. And so if you take away the assumptions to get to that number, it's just not informative, and I hope people understand that, because in this world, there are some things that we don't know for sure, and we have conversations about those tough issues all the time, Bill, but
yes.
On statistics, there is a right and a wrong way to do it, and I think it's important to point those out.
Well, and this is, and I appreciate you helping us a bit, because, again, I'm thinking of these people. Again, the disparity between the two Americas that we're dealing with right now is how do we come together for the greater good when we've got all these ideas and but we've got to, again, we've got to talk, we got to be able to talk about and reason this together, don't we?
Yes, and I think we can find a lot of common ground on these issues, and we both have, I think, the best interests of the country in mind.
Well, she's the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics and Public Affairs at Princeton University, Dr. Lauren Wright. How can they be in touch with you, Lauren?
Thanks, Bill. Twitter's fine, at Dr. Lauren A. Wright, all one word. Thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania GOP Representative Mike Kelly says his challenge to election results in his state is not over despite being denied an emergency order by the U.S. Supreme Court.
All that happened is we were not granted a temporary injunction relief. That's all that happened. But we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis right now in our country, and we have to get answers, and we have to get it from the highest court in the land.
Another case has been put forth to the Supreme Court by Texas and joined by 17 other states to prevent Pennsylvania, as well as Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin from participating in the Electoral College. That lawsuit argues the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause was violated in the 2020 election. One of the year's most anticipated video games is having problems on consoles. Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One seems to have major problems showcasing glitches and frame rate issues. The game is also well over 100 gigs to download. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking numbers. And, you know, for those of you that whose heads have a tendency to explode whenever we're talking numbers, I apologize up front. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with is, you know, the road to a Trump victory or a road to a Biden victory is it's in the numbers. And, you know, all in the discussion or at least the desire for transparency so that we could get to the truth is so important. And this is why we appreciate whether it's Dr. Lauren Wright with her perspective bringing this to the discussion. And right now, Dr. Gerard Lomero, Dr. Lomero, you know, has been the go-to expert for us to understand what's going on with the numbers. What we're talking about with, in reference to Gerard Lomero is that he's an author, a political analyst, expert on forecast models. One of the few, a handful of people that got it right in 2016. He had the numbers down for 2020 and says that those numbers will still be there. I guess that's the thing about numbers, Gerard. I mean, yes, we know that, it's not that... You know, it's not the figures that lie, it's the liars that figure, right?
Absolutely. I stand on my forecast. I think it was correct. And I think if we had a true audit of the entire country, there would be a few more states in play as well. Because I think there were more than just these six states that were actually tampered with in terms of the electoral votes. I think there's two or three more states that Trump should be getting, plus all the six that are now in contention.
Right.
By the way, just to let your audience hear the summary of where things are at, right now, Biden has 227 uncontested electoral votes. Donald Trump has 232. He's got five more uncontested electoral votes. You need 270, and there are 79 votes outstanding. Now, just to give you just one more number here, there are 62 electoral votes up for grabs in the Supreme Court case that Texas has brought and 17 other states are joining. And so we have a major lawsuit. And by the way, when a state sues another state, Texas sued Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin for not holding valid elections. When one state sues another state, it goes immediately to the Supreme Court. You can skip the district court, skip the appeals court. It goes straight to the top because they're the only ones who can mediate a dispute between two or more states.
Mm-hmm.
We have 17 states that are calling Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin on the carpet for allowing this kind of skullduggery to go on in their elections. And you know what? They've got a great case. The case basically brings up three constitutional issues. It's called the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Second Article, and then the 12th Amendment and the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment being due process and equal protection under the law. If you look at the Supreme Court building, there's great big letters at the top that says equality under the law. And one of the biggest things the Supreme Court tends to defend is every citizen being treated the same. And Texas and 17 states have gone to court now and said, you know what, our citizens are being gypped.
Exactly.
Getting gypped out of the president we voted for because these other states allowing hanky-panky to go on left and right and violate all the rules and all the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That is undoubtedly unconstitutional.
Right.
And I think those four states are going to lose. I think their electoral plates that they've certified to date will be thrown out. And I think the legislatures in those states, which, by the way, are our House and Senate, every one of those states, House and Senate, are Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Will put in Trump electors instead.
Just will they
the situation?
Or could they be thrown out altogether?
They could be thrown out altogether, but I think what the Supreme Court will do is say, legislature, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, you get to pick the electors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're going to say. They're going to rely on the Constitution. We have a great Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The best in the world.
Yeah.
And our founders were brilliant because they knew there might be fraud in the future, and they had to have an electoral college system that was airtight and anybody could defend. And they have. We have a great system.
Yeah, our founding fathers realized that we're human and we're subject to error. We're subject to, you know, this type of, behavior. And it was built into the system. And, you know, what really holds it together, as John Adams said, is a moral and you know, religious people. And,
right.
You know, if you take out, and this is why people of faith have been so attacked and why we've become, in many ways, an amoral nation. And this is why we're at such a crisis right now. This is all a manifestation of the root of the problem. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to move on this way? And, you know, as I was saying yesterday, if we continue on this trajectory, I mean, we are, we've demonstrably become a banana republic because where we are right now is a result of decades of the can being kicked up the road and this voter fraud issue. And we tried to handle it, and it's been so politicized and protected. And basically, what looks like in this 2020 election is the Democrats, I guess to put it simply, as my father would have said, is that the Democrats were better off at paying off the referee than the Republicans. Because in all these districts, I mean, they greased the skids to really, prejudice, the outcome here. Clearly, whether it's $350 to $400 million that was donated by Zuckerberg and his family and his group, and where did it go? It didn't go to Republicans. It didn't go to a nonpartisan issue to secure the election process. This was targeted and specifically given to Democratic operatives and all the other in-kind stuff that we're talking that big tech did, that how they were in. And there were so many headwinds against the president, against conservatives in this country. I mean, Gerard, to be honest with you, it's a wonder that, conservatives did as well as they did with the suspicious. It seems to me, and in my perspective, and I've been clear about this, there was a mass amount of fraud that took place. I can't see it any other way, and I want to listen to other people's view, and that's why we had Dr. Lauren write in, and you know, her perspective is that she didn't see it that way. And to me, it's okay. I'm not offended that people have a differing view, but I think we need to have this conversation to find out, you know, either, you know, somewhere, is there somewhere in the middle between mass fraud and no fraud or a minimal amount of fraud that took place? I mean, we don't know. And in the absence of fact, we get back to that old model that says, you know, without fact, then opinion rules. And right now, when we need facts, we've got a lot of opinions flying around. With these opinions flying around, I see, you know, America becoming more and more divided. And at a time when we're being attacked in more ways than one, and we're starting to realize how the communist Chinese have invaded the heights of our government to such, you know, incredible degrees. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, we don't have a Trojan horse. It's like we have Trojan horses abounding here, you know?
Right. You know, I'd like to add one point to one of the points you just made, and that is the idea of morality in our government, and the quote that you gave from one of our founders. And that is, let me tell you, America was built on a Judeo-Christian foundation. Absolutely. That's why we were able to be free and successful, because we had morality built into the system. Socialism is based on atheism.
Right.
It's based on getting rid of the church, getting rid of Jewish people, getting rid of Christian people. And you know what? That's why we've had creeping immorality coming into the system, because that's what that philosophy is that they've been pushing. And that's why they don't care about the morality of stealing votes. Anything in the name of power. That's what socialism is all about. That's what my new book on real world socialism explains.
Exactly. Well, the impact that it makes is incredible. Historically, this is why we have people, immigrants, who have come to this country escaping socialism and communism, and they see what's happening in America, and they're going, oh, no, not all this, not all over again. We didn't run away from a communist country to come into another, and of all places, we never thought America would be subject to it. But, man, we're more than knee-deep. You might even say up to our earlobes in this whole concept. We've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the holidays coming up, online shopping offers convenience, an easy way to avoid crowds, plus many ways to earn rewards. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for the season.
First, sign up for loyalty programs at your favorite retailers. Many offer perks like early access to sales and free shipping. Second, check for special deals from your bank and pay with a rewards credit card. Finally, enroll in banking rewards to maximize your cash back. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on your choice of six spending categories, including online shopping. We also offer Bank of America deals as a way for cardholders to earn bonus cash back at many online retailers. Finally, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides our members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards, which can mean up to 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Dr. Gerard Lomero a moment ago was talking about his new book about socialism, a powerful book. Highly recommend you get your hands on it because you need to understand, first of all, and really understand who the enemy is. And the enemy is amongst us. Trevor Loudon, others have been pointing this out, it seems, for the last 10 years at least, that we had increasing growing concern, but we had other concerns. And the voter politic, I mean, again, at the basis of this government is we the people. And with that opening line, we the people, it demands engagement by we the people. We disengaged, you know, frankly, Gerard, and in our disengagement, it gave way to the elites, to where we have a caste system here in America that the elites are happy. I mean, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Schumer's and, you know, whether it's Harry Reid's and the Obamas and all that, they love it. They're in that upper class. They're in that protected class. They've been able to access the people's money and do very well for themselves. And we've allowed this to happen right beneath our noses because we were busy about our work and busy about, you know, taking care of our families. But again, you know, to be in a democratic republic, it demands, it absolutely demands our engagement with our government. If not, you have the America that we have today with all its flaws and now with the threat of socialism that says, as you stated earlier, Gerard, it's an exchange of my God for your God.
Absolutely. And no question about it, they are atheists. They come out of an atheistic tradition. Karl Marx, who started the Communist Manifesto book, and that along with Friedrich Engels, he had a famous grandfather who was a Jew, a Jewish rabbi, in fact, who was famous and well-known. And he rejected that faith. He rejected Christianity. And throughout my study of socialism, the thing that always comes back is the fact that it's atheistic, and it is a quasi-religion. They put themselves above God. They promise heaven on earth if you give them all the power. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They can't deliver it. It always fails because it violates human nature. And my book goes into a lot of details of why and that, but it doesn't work. It never has worked anywhere it's tried, everywhere it's failed, and it always fails miserably.
It's a counterfeit. It's a total counterfeit. Exactly.
It's a fraud. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, they're not gods by any means. They don't have the power, the knowledge of our God.
Right.
So, what about our country and how we get out of it? I think the answer is we're getting out of it because I believe God placed Donald Trump in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why ultimately he's going to win. I think he has a lot of confidence. He's ministered by a number of good Christian ministers. And I think there are literally millions and millions of Christians who are praying round the clock, ceaselessly, to set this country on a straight path. And I think it is happening. And I think there's some road bumps. I think this election with the fraud is a bump. But you know what? We have to clean up our election process.
Right.
I think this has been going on in Democrat cities and Democrat states for years, but nobody's called them on the carpet. But now, because of this election and the visibility the fraud is getting, we're going to finally take care of it. Donald Trump has already proposed ways to fix our electoral system. One, for example, is to have voter ID. Do you know there's voter ID in 100 countries in the world? If you vote, you have to have a voter ID, picture voter ID. And in this country, you don't. That's absurd.
Yes.
Why not?
Right. Yeah, it seems to me so academic. And there's other, you know, academic arguments against it. But I don't buy into it. It doesn't track. You know, I think it's a simple deal. I mean, you need an ID to get on a plane. I mean, now, how many other instances is it required for you, you know, to have an ID, but yet for something as critical, as foundational as an election and as your vote, that we should address it so irreverently and so casually to think, okay, well, no problem. And we hear all these stories of multiple votes, dead people voting, illegal people voting. I mean,
people that moved out of state.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, before, you know, the Democrats used to bus people, and I don't know if there were so many stories of busing because we had new technology. So there's ways that in lieu of busing that they could transmit these votes,
printing,
you know, through the Internet, right?
Printing ballots is easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can print them, and you can do what happened in Pennsylvania. There was, 100,000 ballots shipped from Bethpage, New York.
Right.
Over to Pennsylvania to be delivered. And the driver said, this is kind of odd. Why am I carrying both? Well, you know what? It's illegal. It's against the law to carry ballots across state lines.
But that's the idea. You see, what he said in that it's odd, there are many Americans that look at this and says, it doesn't square up. This is odd. You know, this is why we're a month after the election. And as you laid it out, 232 uncontested electoral votes for Donald Trump, 227 uncontested for electoral votes. Meanwhile, 79 votes continue to be contested by litigation. That's in the balance. I mean, there's a reason for that happening. Now, getting back to what you said earlier, and I think this is important for people to realize, you know, just as we said, that socialism cannot sustain. It is a counterfeit. And what people are praying for is that God himself, I mean, we're calling on God. God is a just God. And there are prayers. They've been going nonstop, and they were, you know, spirited on even further by the return, if you recall, in Washington, D.C. back in December. You had Franklin Graham leading a bunch of people. There were, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that came out for a day of fasting and repentance and calling on God. And the thing that especially impressed me is that when you read in the Old Testament, when a spirit of repentance fell upon the people, it was often in almost exclusively what was critical to that event was the leadership responded. And I noted to Jonathan Kahn, I said, I thought it was quite interesting. And what convinced me all the more was when Donald Trump sent a letter over to where they were meeting at about 11:30 in the morning and endorsed what was going on for this day of repentance, a call to return to God. And as you said, people are praying. They're praying in state houses. They're praying in their own houses, even in houses of worship that some, you know, where you're not supposed to be in. And I laugh about that ridiculous thing because, again, you know, the churches, people of faith are under attack. And let me tell you, this isn't the end of it. Socialism continues to progress. They continue to move the ball, as you've written in your book. It is relentless. And the idea of freedom and Christianity has to be equally relentless. If not, we're going to be overwhelmed. And again, as the Bible would say, even the gates of heaven suffer violence, but the righteous take it by storm. And so I believe that this is, you know, we're praying that God would intervene because God, who knows all and knows better than we, can square this away in 2 seconds in such a dramatic manner. In fact, I had used the comparison, Gerard, last month, that this could be, you know, and speaking of the Battle of the Gods, like what happened, you know, with the Battle of the Baals with Elisha the prophet. And, you know, and they said, hey, let's see which one lights the fire. And when they realized who the real God was, there was quite a revival, and there was a, you know, an eradication of, you know, of the false prophets. And we could still be there. And by God's grace and mercy, that can still happen. And that's what many people are praying for right now, is that we are praying with a spirit of repentance. We realize that we're in the midst of this chaos, because this is really, ultimately, it's of our doing. It's the choices that we've made. And we're asking God to forgive us and to come down and intervene in this deal. And I, like you, I believe that Donald Trump is God's chosen man. There's so many things that have happened, what Donald Trump has revealed, other, you know, spiritual leaders have spoken on this issue as well, and how this has come about. But I, like you, I believe that God is not finished with Donald Trump, and he's not finished with America.
Yes, I agree. And I do believe, too, you know, I wrote an article this week about the election. I found 7 different routes for Trump to win. The Texas lawsuit, I think, is the best means of him winning. Mm-hmm. And the most direct, and I think it's what's going to happen. Those states, those 4 states in question, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, they have to deliver to the Supreme Court reasons why they did what they did by 3 p.m. today.
Exactly.
They're being called on the carpet mm-hmm. at the Supreme Court. And if they don't have good answers, and I don't think they have any answers that are stand up in court, they're going to be seen in violation of the Article 2, 12th Amendment and the 14th Amendment, and I think that will throw out their current slates of electors that favor Biden. I don't think Biden is anywhere as close to being president-elect, and I don't think he's going to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, if that doesn't occur, there's still several other routes that will probably take place, because I think Trump will ultimately win.
Well, it's impressive that you had Texas leading the way here and now joined by 17 states. What does that tell you?
It tells you a whole lot of states think this election was filled with fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think that's clear. I mean, what's before the country today is
an indictment on those states.
Yeah, I mean, and it's an indictment on our country. And the fact that the argument that Texas brought up and these other states have enjoined and participating in is realizing that, hey, look, a bad vote in one state is a bad vote in every state, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sure, those people who voted for Donald Trump want Donald Trump, and they're entitled to him if they elected, you know, him. And I think they have. I really believe my forecast was right on accurate, and I think if it wasn't for those last-minute fraudulent...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?